Hurricanes basketball star Kyle Fossman's number 42 jersey is retired over the weekend, and police are investigating two thefts on the Haynes Library and a local business. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Haynes police are investigating two break-ins and thefts that occurred Friday night. Employees at the Haynesboro Public Library reported a burglary there when they showed up for work Saturday morning. Library Director Patty Brown says there were obvious signs of a break-in and staff discovered about $250 in cash was missing. Later on Saturday, a business on Union and 4th Avenue also reported a burglary and theft they say occurred during the night. About $250 in cash and merchandise was reported stolen from that business. The Haynes Police Facebook page says police are investigating both cases and ask that anyone with information about either case contact the department. Chief Bill Musser is out of town this week and unavailable for comment. Veteran racer Steve Cornwall returned to the 46th annual Alcan 200 snow machine race on Saturday, and the Fairbanks resident netted first place overall. Cornwall has routinely ranked in the top three in recent years, but this year he had to beat local returning champion Chris Brooks. He did so by averaging about 110 miles per hour over the 155 mile course between the Canada border to Desidish and back. Returning local Jack Smith Jr. came in second overall. Brooks finished the race but dropped out of trophy contention this year. Only two of the 25 registered racers did not finish. Warm weather was a concern before the race, but sunny skies and a mostly snow-packed road allowed for good speeds and racing. Local racers netted other awards, including Joshua Moore for fastest rookie and Smith Jr. for fastest local. Longtime racer Mario Poulin of Whitehorse continued his streak with the oldest sled award. For complete results, visit the Alcan 200 Snow Machine Race Facebook page. Could the firing of three top state transportation officials put the Alaska Marine Highway at risk? That's what some ferry supporters are asking, but state officials say there's not much to worry about. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports from Juneau.
When Governor Bill Walker removed Department of Transportation Commissioner Pat Kemp, he also got rid of two other top officials. One was Al Clow, director of the region including Southeast and Coastal South Central Alaska. The other was Reuben Yost, the deputy commissioner whose duties included overseeing the Alaska Marine Highway System.
I think to take those three extremely experienced transportation people out of our DOT system is not good.
Kathy Romick is a member of the state's Marine Transportation Advisory Board and a former director of the Juneau Chamber of Commerce. Speaking as an individual, not for either group, she says Walker's move could hurt the region's economy. That includes the ferry system as well as the Juneau Access Road, which the governor put on hold.
I think transportation infrastructure, our ferry system, I mean, they're crucial to Southeast Alaska. And if everything comes to a standstill, it'll be devastating.
Kemp, Yost, and Clow were told to resign because of a memo the governor saw as challenging his decision to freeze the Juneau Road and other transportation projects. Kemp says it was just an informational update. Walker then named Transportation Department Deputy Commissioner John Binder to head the agency on an interim basis. Binder says the Marine Highway's longtime general manager is taking on some additional responsibilities.
Currently, Captain John Falvey has stepped in and is handling the matters associated with the ferry system.
One of the deputy commissioner's jobs is to advocate for marine highways during legislative hearings, including those involving its budget. Binder says he understands that's important.
Certainly our desire will be to find somebody appropriate for a leadership position on the ferry side, but that's still all in the works.
Binder's focus as a deputy commissioner is aviation, though he worked on other projects. The third deputy commissioner, Kim Rice, is mostly focused on highways. Binder says the governor's office tasked him with beginning the process of finding a new ferry-focused deputy commissioner.
They did ask that we gather some names and provide them some recommendations on who would be appropriate for those positions. And certainly in this time of fiscal challenge, we're going to make sure we do everything we need to ensure that every transportation mode is effectively represented. And that's the process we're currently undergoing.
Governor Walker has said the commissioner's job will be filled by the end of this month. Meanwhile, some ferry supporters are happy with the management change. One is Mike Korsmo, who used to chair the Marine Transportation Advisory Board.
My dealings with the former commissioner and deputy commissioner, they were so focused on Juneau access to the point where I think it was neglected the inroads that were made in the ferry system, several years before.
Korsmo notes the past administration changed deputy commissioners and altered plans for two new Alaska-class ferries without consulting the board.
I would hope that the current administration goes back to using the Marine Transportation Advisory Board the way it was supposed to be intended to be set up, and that they do ask for input, at least from the MTAB, to who's going to be in that position.
Six of the 12 board members represent different regions served by the Marine Highway System. Others include a travel agent, a marine engineer, a union official, and someone who does not live in a ferry community. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.
As the white and green clad Haynes Glacier Bears basketball teams battled on the court over the weekend, there was one uniform hanging high above them in the rafters. From now on, number 42, worn by former Glacier Bear Kyle Fossman, will watch over the court. KHNS's Margaret Friednauer reports.
Haynes has had several standout athletes over the years, like basketball player Sarah Swinton and long-distance runner Carl Blackhurst, who are in the State High School Sports Hall of Fame. But 2010 graduate Kyle Fossman is the first Haynes player to have his jersey retired, and one of only five in the state to receive the honor. It's a practice Mark McNamara would like to see take hold in Haynes. McNamara, a former NBA player, is one of Fossman's mentors and hosted the Saturday evening ceremony between games in the Carl Ward Gym. He says honoring athletes isn't just an individual honor, it can also inspire current and future athletes.
This isn't just for them, it's for the kids that are here now, to aspire to greatness, to celebrate the pride when your school is done in the past.
McNamara recognized Fossman's coaches, who are also Kyle's parents. Steve and Ann Fossman continue coaching the boys' Glacier Bear basketball team.
Steve and Ann Fossman didn't just help Kyle, they helped amazing amounts of kids. And it wasn't just athletically. They've helped kids stay in school. And in my opinion, they helped several kids that I've watched over the years stay alive. So when you give them a round of applause, it's not just for them. I want you guys to applaud for all the coaches that are here now.
McNamara listed as many of Fossman's honors as he had time for on Saturday. His points and tenacity on the court, leading the Glacier Bears to two state championships, being valedictorian of his class, his full-ride scholarship to University of Alaska Anchorage. There, his accolades continued to mount with his shooting record. Last fall, shortly after his wedding in Haynes, Fossman signed with a professional team in Germany. That's why he wasn't at Saturday's presentation, but he sent a note, read by McNamara, thanking his parents, mentors, and the community.
Every game that I've played in my post-high school career, I've seized a chance to represent Haynes. Haynes is my home. Yeah. And I will forever be a Glacier Bear.
The school has both the home and away jerseys worn by Fossman during his years at Haynes High School from 2006 to 2010. One jersey is framed in the high school trophy case. The other was presented to Kyle's sister, Penny, on Saturday. Then, with a countdown from the packed gym, number 42 was unfurled from the rafters to the same applause and school song that often accompanied Kyle on the court. Reporting in Haynes, I'm Margaret Friednauer.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.